Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, November 29th, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting, and together we will do better. Yesterday, in a letter to our membership, United MEC President Greg Davidovich reminds us of this season in which we are thankful for so many things. On Thanksgiving, it is appropriate for us to reflect on our country and the role we have as citizens. The United States of America was born of ideas both simple and great, that all people are created equal, that all people should be treated equally, and that we have inherent rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Wherever you may be on Thanksgiving this year, I hope you will take the time to truly be thankful for all that you have and all the good things the future holds. I wish you and your loved ones a terrific Thanksgiving. The April 1, 2014 voluntary furlough bidding is now open. Bidding will remain open until January 8, 2014 at 0800 Central Time. All active and inactive flight attendants, including those currently on voluntary furlough, are eligible to bid for the new voluntary furlough and must submit a bid to be eligible to be awarded a voluntary furlough. Bidding for the partnership program is also open and will close on January 13, 2014 at 0800 Central Time. The voluntary furlough offers schedule flexibility and maintenance of some benefits with a return to work after the voluntary furlough period and may be a good option for members to take advantage of scholastic opportunities, travel, or time with family. The partnership program also allows for a more flexible schedule while you continue flying and additional time off to pursue other areas of interest in your life. For additional information, please contact your local council office and check our website for updated voluntary furlough information. If you are interested in bidding for a voluntary furlough, please refer to the voluntary furlough information packet dated November 18, 2013, and read it carefully. Flight attendants on reserve for the month of December have an opportunity to preference where they would like to lay over for the Christmas holiday. Section 10C13C of our contract provides that at Christmas, a reserve flight attendant can indicate their preference for layover cities for 3 days preceding and 2 days following the holiday. When submitting your request, you will be asked for your reserve line of flying number as well as your reserve status, that's seat call-in or ready reserve. Requests may be submitted for up to 4 locations. You may submit your holiday layover request through the link provided on our AFA website beginning December 1st, 2013. Any request submitted prior to December 1st, 2013 will be deleted. We encourage you to put an initial request on file early and modify your request if circumstances change later in the month to take full advantage of the flexibility of our programming. The last request on file will be the request that will be considered at the time of the assignment. The submission page will detail the dates you request and must be finalized to be considered. For a full list of deadline dates for the holiday period, as well as a more detailed information, please visit www.unitedafa.org/wishlist. United Crew Scheduling will make every attempt to accommodate the reserve Christmas wish list layover request to the best of their ability. Our contract provides for additional pay for flight attendants on flight assignments, including reserves not used on ready reserve, during the holidays. Holidays are defined by domicile location and also each flight attendant's birthday. Section 2Q of our agreement specifies that each flight attendant is eligible to be paid for up to 5 holidays per year, and Section 5.L outlines the formula for holiday pay. Holiday pay is calculated using a formula that takes into account the number of credited hours flown during the holiday ID and how long you are away from home during the ID. Review our new contract education piece on our website for all the contractual parameters and examples of this negotiated pay provision. And don't forget to verify your DFAP screen after finishing your ID for CERT code 061. Phase 3 tertiary vacation bidding will open Sunday, December 1st, 2013, and close on December 7th, 2013 at 0830 local domicile time. Phase 3 bids will be posted no later than December 11th, 2013 at 0830 local domicile time. You can read more about vacation bidding on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.